Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klaus Samach Ches, and we've been learning Siman Dalet, which deals with the din of Oisik b'mitzvah, Potter min ha-mitzvah. The din of Oisik b'mitzvah, Potter min ha-mitzvah, Bir Halacha points out, it does not pater you from a mitzvah lo sa'aseh. This is in Siman Ayin Aleph, that the being from the Birkei Yosef, that mitzvah sa'aseh, the idea of mitzvah A, pathos of mitzvah B, that both of them are mitzvahs asay. In a case where we do not say when a person is being osik and a mitzvah asay, he's pater of mitzvah lois asay. So we mentioned in that context, in regards to giving staka, when the case it's not a mashulach, but it's the ani himself, there's a isser of Midivrei Sefer, Midivrei Kabbalah. The pasuk says, "Al Toshiv Dach Nichlam." You should not respond to a person who's impoverished in a way which embarrasses him. So by ignoring him, so do we say that the mitzvah of Tefillah or Shema that you're saying will part you from this loisa? Say, arguably, will not do so. Will not part you from that. Okay. The next question which comes up is: do we say that a person is osik in a mitzvah derabbanon? Does it pater him for a mitzvah deraisa? So a person is saying Kriya Shema, he's been osik in a mitzvah deraisa. A person is saying Birchas Kriya Shema, he's been osik in a mitzvah derabbanan. So does the osik in a mitzvah derabbanan pater you from a mitzvah deraisa of staka? We do know that we said before that a person is being osik in a mitzvah kala, he is pater from a mekayim and mitzvah chamura, and we already spoke about that concept. The Bir Halacha in Siman Ayin Beis deals with quotes from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says that a person who's being osik in a mitzvah derabanan is pater from doing a mitzvah deraisa. And the Bir Halacha says, "Minayin lo zeh? Where does that come from? How do we know such a thing?" In the Sefer Nesiyah Chukecho, he quotes that the Rav Yashiv and his Sefer of called Ha'oris on Masechtas Sukkah. He brings a raya from Rashi. The Rashi holds that being osik in a mitzvah derabanan will pater you from a mitzvah deraisa. You're being osik in a mitzvah, you're being osik in tzibur shamakom. And the logic behind that is that when you're doing a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, the Rashi does not expect you to switch into another mitzvah. Right now you're doing this mitzvah, you have no kiyuv to do a different mitzvah instead. So since the Torah is mechayev us to listen to the Chachamim, right now I'm doing the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing the mitzvah Rabbanon, so therefore I'm not mechayev now to switch to do this other mitzvah, albeit that other mitzvah is the mitzvah Raisa. Now, in case a person has a suffix, if he did it was mechayev mitzvah, therefore he suffix the Raisa L'chumra, and he has to do the mitzvah again. So does the fact that he's being osik in a suffik mitzvah, he's doing it because of the din of sekar deraisa of the chumra, he's been doing this action again. Arguably, he's not really mechuyev in this mitzvah. It's not a kiyum mitzvah. Do you say the person being osik in a suffik mitzvah that patters him from a mitzvah vadoyis? In the Sefer Nesiyah Pekecho, he quotes the Shargas Aryeh, touches on such an idea, and raises this possibility that he comes out that the Shargas Aryeh says that a person is osik in suffik mitzvah does not pater for mitzvah adoyis. But the scenario that he told me cases was Efshel Kaim Shneim. So in the scenario where it's Yavshel Kaim Shneim, since right now you are Mechuyiv Minatara to do this mitzvah, we go back to the same Swara, you're Chiyiv Minatara to deal with the Safik mitzvah, that you're Mechuyiv to do it again, the Safik mitzvah of the Raisa L'chumra, would be Mechayiv you to do this mitzvah, so therefore you are Potter from another mitzvah. I mean Mechayiv the mitzvah of Sekh of the Raisa L'chumra. I might not be being mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of Kriya Shema or whatever it might be, but I'm definitely doing a tzivui Hashem that when I don't know what to do, I'm mechuyev to redo it. So I'm right now fulfilling the tzivei of Hashem. So arguably, in that situation, you would say asik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. I want to clarify a few more points. Blessed is Hashem, and meanwhile, have a good day.